Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. UPND condemns attack on PF Secretariat by suspected UPND cadres. CTPD calls for accountability as EU grants 50 million euros for Zambia's rail revival. And then international news, nearly 70 schools to close in Australia over fears of asbestos in play sand.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The ruling UPND has warned that it will not shield anyone who engages in criminal activities or political violence while wearing UPND regalia. Speaking during a press briefing, UPND spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has said individuals, whether genuine UPND members or impersonators, will face the full force of the law if found perpetrating violence in the name of the party. Mr. Mwetwa has further distanced the UPND from the attack on the Patriotic Front Secretariat that occurred yesterday, allegedly involving people clad in UPND attire. He has urged the police to expedite investigations to ascertain the true identities and motives of those involved in the incident. He has also condemned the attack, stressing that the UPND does not endorse political violence and that anyone conducting themselves in such a manner does so without the blessing of the party's leadership.
To perform acts of violence in order to put the name of UPND into public odium and ridicule. Our answer is straightforward. With what happened yesterday, it is no time for finger pointing. This is no time for assumptions. This is time to assure the nation that whoever is involved, for whatever motive, be it political, internally within the Patriotic Front or externally, with other political party players, including the UPND, the government of President Hakainde Hichilema, will ensure that law is enforced to the latter.
Christian Church's monitoring group has expressed concern that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has not provided the deployment plan in advance after the extension of the voter registration to 26 November 2025. In a statement, CCMG Programs Director Peter Mwanangombe said providing a deployment plan will allow citizens to know where to register, adding that this situation also hinders stakeholders' capacity to plan accordingly and mobilize voters to turn out. Mr. Mwanangombe has since urged the ECZ to promptly publish a comprehensive national list of registration centers for the extension and to adopt a more transparent, data-driven approach to operational planning in subsequent electoral processes. He also said observations across phases 5 and 6 reveal a voter registration process that continues to display strong procedural adherence and steady availability of essential materials. Government has commended the coordinated response from stakeholders following the pollution of the Kafue River earlier this year. Speaking during the annual Gender Equality in Climate Action, Environmental Rights and Natural Resources Recognition event, Lufwanyama District Administrative Officer Kasem Kamwalo commended the Center for Environment Justice for convening the symposium, which brought together key actors in environmental protection and gender advocacy. Ms. Mwalo has noted that Lufwanyama, like many other districts, was affected by the water pollution incident but received timely support from various departments, including the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, the Department of Forestry, and other government agencies.
I'm happy that we are looking at this. What strides have been made as Lufwanyama District, working with various stakeholders, in trying to promote gender equality in all these other programs that we've actually been doing. We know that there are lots of programs that have been taking place. I can assure you that we are ready with the planning of the gender, 16 days of gender activism at Lufwanyama District, which actually hasn't been taking place in this district.
Earlier, Center for Environment Justice, Youth and Children Program Coordinator Daliso Mvula said CEJ has been working closely with Futurepreneurs, Zambia and Care for Nature to advance environmental rights and gender equality in Lufwanyama District.
We are so grateful for our partners. The Center for Environment Justice, we do not work alone. We work with the Tata Center Foundation, we work with Care for Nature, we work with Zambia. And these organizations that have been working with on this project have really been of great help. And without this partner, this project wouldn't be what it is currently and what it is today. We also want to appreciate our different partners, our different stakeholders.
Governments today joined the global community in commemorating the World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, highlighting the devastating human cost of road traffic crashes and called for renewed commitments towards safer roads for all. Speaking at the event, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has expressed sympathy for families who have lost loved ones in road tragedies and paid tribute to survivors who continue to live with the lasting impact of crashes. Mr. Tayali has further highlighted ongoing interventions by governments to improve safety, including construction and rehabilitation of major road networks such as the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway, enhanced enforcement through highway patrols, the demerit point system and deployment of AI-driven speed cameras. And Road Transport and Safety Agency Chief Executive Officer Engineer Amon Mwemba has reaffirmed the agency's commitment to reducing road traffic deaths and injuries by 50% by 2030. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Transport and Logistics Public Relations Unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Centre for Trade Policy and Development has called for transparency and accountability in the rehabilitation of Zambia's railway system in view of the 50 million euros grant from the European Union. CTPD lead public finance researcher Robert Mwale said the support is welcome and that timely investment and strategic offering the country a real opportunity to strengthen regional trade corridors, reduce transport costs and ease pressure on heavily burdened road networks. Mr. Mwale, however, said that this must be balanced against Zambia's troubling history of inefficient and sometimes wasteful management of public resources within state-owned enterprises, with Zambia Railways Limited standing out prominently in the recent past. He said that the grant must be anchored in strong transparency and accountability measures, calling on the government to publish a detailed implementation plan, institute real-time audits,